It's the countdown to Christmas.
Yes, the time has come.
6 episodes to go.
Until all the holly jolly fun.
Sit back and listen to what we will say.
We love the Green Man of Pittsburgh and Hillsville, PA. Our intros keep getting better. Yeah, our intros keep getting better. What? Our intros keep getting better. Yeah, there's a cat on the table. Guys, we're back.
I trusted you to do the intro.
You've trusted me to do a lot of things.
You didn't even
podcast.
Say the name of the podcast.
I was getting there. Building suspense. If they're listening, they know what the name of the podcast is.
Maybe not.
Mom and Dad, in case you forgot, this podcast is called Bug in a Rug. Caitlin's eating nerds because she is one.
And Whitney is
full of turds because she is one. I said it! I beat you to it. I know what you were thinking.
I can't do this.
You say that every time. And every time our intros get funnier to us and no one else.
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you call it, at the beginning, not a warning. Yeah, I think a disclaimer. Any jingle jangles, scritchy scratches, pitter patters, or thumps that you may hear during this podcast.
Are the Christmas mice.
Surprise, we got Christmas mice. Pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter, pitter patter. Scritch, scratch, 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 jingle, 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 jingle. In reality.
And the real, real.
For the real, real. You're probably hearing cats in the background. And remember, for every 5 cat noises you hear, we've probably cut out 20 to 30.
Yeah, that's actually accurate. I can't cut them all out, though, because most of the time, like, we're talking, and you can just hear them in the background.
Ow.
That wasn't the cat.
No, but that's what he sounds like when he gets
so
upset.
So, you told me what the title of this episode was.
Did
and I had just decided that it is also Christmas themed.
Yeah, it's like the Grinch.
Yeah, I was gonna say green because it's Christmas colors.
Kind of, yeah.
And our last one was the Wendigo, which, like, Jack compared to a reindeer. So we're really hitting hard on this Christmas theme.
And if you hear cats jingling in the background, you can think of Jingle Bells.
Reindeer. Up on the rooftop.
Mm-hmm. Reindeer paws.
Yeah, but don't they
wear... Are they saying they pause like they stop, or they pause like they paw at the ground?
Oh, good question. Maybe both. It's a wordplay.
Or reindeer paws like their hooves have been replaced with paws, and they're actually cats driving soon.
It's so
like,
they can...
Hey!
It's so they can land on the... Cooper's decided
stop
to...
stretching next to the breakables.
Cooper's decided to stretch next to the breakables.
If you pee in that corner, I swear...
Okay, anyway.
So we're going to talk about the Green Man, because I saw an article that says the Green Man tail glows again.
Again?
Yeah, again.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, I found the story of the Green Man very interesting, because it is actually originates in the Pittsburgh area, which is
really?
Fairly close to us.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know it either, until I don't know how I found this story.
Okay, so now that I know that it's this close to us, am I going to be creeped out, or am I still going to be able to sleep as snug as a bug in a rug after the end of this tale?
I have no possible way of knowing that.
Okay, continue.
The first thing I have on here is just one line, and it says, tunnel.
We're off to a great start.
All right, well, let's venture into the tunnel of the Green Man.
I'm ready.
Ooh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Anyway, our story takes place, it starts in a tunnel on the outskirts of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
This tunnel is an old, neglected railroad tunnel.
Okay. Aren't they all?
They really are. Most tunnels now are, or they have, like, a groundhog or some kind of small rodent living in them. It's a small ground tunnel.
Okay.
Why'd you look at me like that? Not all tunnels are man-made in cement.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I know. Anyway, this tunnel was covered in graffiti and road salt. This particular one was built in 1924, and it's called the Piney Fork Tunnel.
Oh, nice.
It used to service the coal mines, but has been abandoned since 1962.
Okay.
This tunnel is also called the Green Man Tunnel.
Okay.
Since it's been abandoned, teenagers drive to the tunnel, turn off their car lights, and call out to the Green Man.
What do they say?
I'm not entirely sure. I actually didn't find that anywhere. They just call.
They just say, Green Man.
Probably very taunting things. I mean, they're trying to get him to appear to them. Legend has it that the Green Man will appear from the darkness. His skin is turned green from an accident that befell him. And he will come up and touch your car and will cause it to not be able to start.
Oh.
And you won't be able to drive away. So that's like the legend of this tunnel.
Okay.
The origins of this actually come from further north than the Piney Fork Tunnel.
Okay.
We're actually going 70 miles north of this tunnel near Youngstown, Ohio, near Hillsville, Pennsylvania.
Okay, we've been there too.
And the Green Man is actually based on a true person.
Oh.
Whose name is Raymond Robinson.
Raymond Robinson.
Yes, he was born on October 1910. Grew up in Monica, south of Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. So at the age of 7, his father passed away. He would become known as the Green Man because at the age of 9, his friends dared him to climb up a tall pole. So this pole was support wires for the Harmony trolley that crossed a bridge over Wallace Creek. And there was a bird's nest situated at the top of this pole. So his friends dared him to climb to the top of it. Raymond made contact with the wires, which sent 22,000 volts of electricity through his tiny body. He was thrown to the ground and severely burned. Doctors did not think he would survive, but he did. Severely burned, his right arm was amputated at the elbow. He lost his nose, which left a hole in his face. He also lost his eyes, and his mouth was bloated and twisted, and he was very disfigured from the accident.
Why would he do that?
They were kids.
What was the end goal there?
I know.
I guess I wasn't a fun kid, because if my friends were like, climb that pole, I'd just be like, no.
Be like, no. Well, boys, we didn't grow up with brothers.
Yeah. We just were rowdy in a different way, I guess.
We didn't have telephone poles to climb.
That's where true. That's true.
After the accident, Raymond lived with his mother, Lulu, in a house crowded with relatives. He worked with his family's business, which was leather working, making floor mats, belts, and wallets.
Wow.
Which he was able to do.
Well, I figured if they're the same thing and someone could teach him the hand, you know what I mean, feel it.
I'm not sure how much of his vision he lost. It says he lost his eyes, but I'm assuming he was blind.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure.
Well, if you can feel the leather and the stitching, you know what I mean? You might be able to.
So, Raymond got restless being inside all the time and surrounded by all these relatives, so he liked to take walks outside on his own.
Okay.
Unfortunately, his walks scared the local children and the neighbor children, which was really sad.
Yeah.
So, he decided instead of giving up his walks, he would walk at night along Route 351 between K-O-P-P-E-L, Coppell, and New Galilee. Okay. He used a walking stick and 1 foot on the pavement, 1 foot on the gravel to make sure he stayed on the side of the road.
Wow. He's very smart.
He is. He grew up to be a very bright person, and he still made the most of his life. As he discovered that he could walk at night, the rumors began, and there were many nicknames. We're not sure where Green Man came from, whether it was a green shirt that he would wear, or whether or not his skin looked green in the pale moonlight.
Okay.
Because of his... He was very pale from his accident. Yeah. Some people say he had a green tint to him after his accident, which I don't think is entirely true.
Well, if he didn't go out in the sun, if he didn't go out during the day, he wouldn't be pale. Right. And if they had some sort of street lights, not that they would have a lot, but that would probably cause him to look more green than street lamps.
Right. And his disfigured face also, and people not knowing who he was, earned him the name Charlie No Face, as well as the Green Man.
Okay.
It was just another name for the same figure that people would see. With green glowing skin, wandering the roads at night, and he would chase anyone he came across, according to the tales.
That's not true.
People who did not know him said maybe he was disfigured by a lightning strike, which is, you know, it's close to the original story.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Teens looking for a good spook would go out to this area hoping to catch a glimpse of him. But in reality, Raymond was one of the nicest people you would ever meet.
Right.
If you weren't scared, you could stop by and talk to him. If you would give him a cigarette or a beer, he would take a picture with you.
Really?
Yeah, he did not care. He was totally fine with it. He would sit and chat to people over a smoke, and people all said he was very kind.
Yeah, well, he sounds like a nice, kind friend. You know what I mean?
He was. And though I don't think that he really enjoyed his popularity, maybe he did, because he'd probably rather be people like him than be afraid of him.
Yeah.
But his popularity reached his peak in the 1960s, when he actually caused traffic jams in the area, because people would come to see Charlie No Face or the Green Man walking along his nightly route.
I guess it wouldn't be so bad. I feel like it depends on if the people were nice or not. Because if they were nice to him and everybody's just like, you know, chit-chatting him, then I'm sure he enjoyed the company. Because I bet for a long time he didn't have that other than his family.
Right.
And that gets a little old sometimes. Just kidding. But I'm sure he had no one his age, I'm assuming. And so even people other than his mom and relatives. But if they were mean, I'm sure he did not like the popularity. But it sounds like people were kind of nice.
I think it was kind of a mixture of, like, rowdy teens wanting to catch a glimpse of him, but I think once people realized it wasn't a monster, it was an actual person.
Leave him alone or be
like,
nice.
Oh, let's go let's go talk to Charlie.
Right.
Or his name is Raymond, but, like, people, you know, called him both. So, as he grew older, unfortunately, Raymond walked less and less, and he actually passed away on June 11th, 1985, at the age of 74.
Wow.
I mean, he was born in 1910, so
he was 9 when his accident happened, so.
So he lived a good long life, even with the disfigurement of his face and the amputation of his arm. He's buried at Beaver Falls Grandview Cemetery, near where his childhood accident occurred.
Wow.
So there's still people who go to the tunnel and go to where he used to walk and say that you might be able to catch a glimpse of Ray.
Yeah.
But, I mean, in reality, he's not there any longer.
Yeah.
Well, his legend lives on, though. I mean, there's people, like I said, the Green Man tale glows again. Right. It was just in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that you can see where they talked about it in 2018 again.
Wow.
So.
Well, I was going to say, they might, if he spent a lot of time walking on the same road, then if he did become a spirit, I don't know what that was.
It's hard to say.
Then it wouldn't surprise me if, just as like, you know how spirits sometimes just walk the same path? Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just him walking down the road.
Right.
Not necessarily like him being, he wouldn't be like a scary ghost. I think it would just be him, like, walking.
I think as much as he walked the same path nightly, that his energy could probably still be there.
Why did it, do you know why it came to Pittsburgh? Did someone just hear of that story and then they're like, there's a creepy tunnel, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that Pittsburgh is probably the biggest city close to there, and so people just say, oh, he's a legend of Pittsburgh, which isn't necessarily true, but he, I mean, the 70 miles north, that's pretty far away.
Yeah.
The tunnel itself is, it just is on the outskirts of Pittsburgh, so I'm not entirely
sure. Maybe
it's
closer, too.
It's probably closer, too, and because it's a creepy old tunnel, and that's a legend of the area.
Yeah, it just kind of matched up.
Right. I think people just kind of merged the two together. But I just thought this was a really neat story, because, you know, people had this big, like, creepy legend of the Green Man or Charlie No Face. And in reality, it's based on a real person who was a really nice guy. He had a horrible accident, and he traded pictures for beers and cigarettes, I mean, but at the same time, everybody who actually had a conversation with him said he was so kind.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And he caused quite a few traffic jams, which I think is interesting, but really he just wanted to walk and and kind of get out of the house, and he's probably very healthy as far as walking every day.
Yeah, well, if he lived to be, what, 75? Is that what you said?
74,
Despite
his, I mean,
despite what happened.
Yeah, I mean,
doctor
he's
said
very
he wasn't
lucky.
Gonna live. Yeah.
No, they didn't think that he would. So, I actually found some pictures of, I keep wanting to call him Charlie, that's not his name, of Mr. Raymond. So, I just want to show you some pictures and we'll post these.
Sure.
So this is what he looked like as he was
older.
You
know what? I think I've seen pictures before.
And this is now him that posted with some people that he was talking and smoking with. That's funny. Now, this picture looks like he has a wedding ring on, which I think is interesting, but I don't think he was married. Let me look. Now, this account says that it was only 11,000 volts of electricity.
Well, anyway, it's a lot.
One couple resident of the time remembers seeing Raymond on her way back from the town swimming hole, coming down the road, and she didn't recognize him or know who he was, and she said, "I was so scared, it was unreal."
Aww.
Someone else...
I mean, it would be very... It would be very shocking to see, if it's dark and you don't know who it is, just a person on the side of the road in general might give you a little jump.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he doesn't... I don't know. I don't think pictures don't look that bad, but it's also not a great picture. So seeing him in person, I'm sure, was a lot different.
Mm-hmm. Not much is known about his life other than he lived a fairly solitary existence. Phil Ortega, a Coppell native and a schoolmate of his sister, of Raymond's sister, said he was a hell of a nice guy. And they say hell of a, H-E-L-L-U-V-A.
Hell of a. I like that.
People who didn't know about him were often really scared and wanted to call the police. And people that did know would have to explain, look, it's just Raymond.
Yeah, like
it's totally
fine.
He's really nice. In a 1998 interview with the Post-Gazette, Pete Pavlovic, who was then 60 years old at the time, said, "Yeah, we used to go out and give him beer. Me and my friends would often meet at the diner that I worked at before heading out to try and spot him on the road."
Yeah.
And they would, like, have
just
a conversation,
hang out with him,
and have a beer with him.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Some people were frightful, and some people were cruel to him, according
I'm
to
sure.
this. But a lot of people befriended him and would bring him beers and cigarettes for him to enjoy on his walk.
I have a feeling at first people were really mean to him, and then as people became his friend, they were probably like, "Yo, cut that stuff out." Like,
yeah, well, I think they realized how nice he was, and they were like,
"That he just was there to walk."
And I mean, that's all he really wanted to do. He wasn't trying to be in anyone's way.
Obviously, he went at night instead of like during normal hours.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, he was trying to avoid
attention. He didn't want to scare people.
Right.
Which is what he did originally. It's what he did
originally.
It's what he did originally by going outside during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so he, like, changed his routine to try and be more thoughtful of others.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that I like this story mostly because I think he was a nice guy who... Who knows what he thought? Like, I kind of wish that somebody would have asked him what he thought of all this attention. Because if there are stories where, like, people who are parked in their car, he'd, like, come up and the green man would, like, come up and scare them. But most of those are said to be fake. But who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe he did, like, play
some pranks
on
people. Well, that's what I was thinking.
I
think if people were cruel enough to me, I think I would start just leaning into it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Oh, they're coming out here for a scare, huh? And then I'd be like, watch this. But also, like...
He couldn't see.
Yeah. So I was like, how would he chase someone, quote unquote, or like find their car?
Which is the
that
only part of it that I'm like, okay, probably not.
Right.
Then. I mean, I know this is a really short story, but to me, it was something fun.
Yeah.
A little more upbeat. I know it's not spooky.
Well, most everybody that listens to has been to Pittsburgh or knows. Because we live close, so it's interesting that
It's kind of a local legend.
Close to home, yeah, a little bit.
So anyway.
Sorry, I was chewing nerds.
So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this story. I don't think it'll keep you up at night, but maybe it will. I hope that... What do you think?
It was almost a little more heartwarming towards the end, you know?
Yeah.
If people were nice to him and they said he was such a good guy and would, you know, go hang out with him, that just seems really nice. And so I like that. I like that part of it. Didn't seem too scary because, like, he's a real person.
I know. Maybe I should have told the beginning a little scarier, but...
No.
I don't think it's that kind of story. I think it's funny that people were... It's like a story that teenagers are, like, being rowdy and going out and trying to get scared, and in reality, he's just, like, a dude. Like, he's just a nice guy.
Yeah, for sure. I'm too scared to go to creepy tunnels anyway and be like, yo, spirits from beyond.
We're too freaked out trying to play Bloody Mary.
Yeah, yeah. You were like, you want to play by yourself? And I was like, nope. No, I do not.
Okay, so you're probably still going to sleep good. As snug as a bug in the rug.
Yeah.
This was probably more of a nice bedtime story.
Nice, compared to others that
compared to some others that we've done.
Yes.
So, anyway, we'd love to hear from you listeners.
Yeah, let us know. If you will sleep as snug as a bug in a rug after this.
Right, and if you have any local legends that you'd like to send in, if you know anything like the Green Man.
That's a good one.
That's close to home, or any stories that you want us to talk about that are local or otherwise.
Someone sent in a Hunter, if you're listening, she sent in one from Preston County.
And we are working on it.
We are. That's going to come up soon.
Yeah, we've been working on it.
Yeah.
There's a lot to sift through.
Dad sent in one, too. And we're going to maybe put them together because they're both from
Preston County. Yeah, so if you have any others, let us know.
Yep.
And also, if you want to leave us a review or a rating on Facebook or iTunes, then you have a chance of getting a free sticker.
Free sticker. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you leave a review or rating, then you definitely get a free
sticker.
That's
your payment. But you don't have to give us money, so...
No.
If you want to.
We're free service. We're here for you. But for listening to our own voices back on recording.
Winnie, if they review us on iTunes or Facebook and then screenshot it, where do they send it?
They send it to our email, biarpodcast@gmail.com, or they can send it to one of our social media accounts, either on Facebook, just search Bug in a Rug. You can also send it to our instant messenger or direct messages on Instagram or Twitter at biarpodcast.
Yes, and we'll post the pictures, so if you want to see the pictures of him, you know, go click on our Instagram or our Facebook. If you are interested in reading more about the stories, we'll post Winnie's resources on our website, buginarug.podbean.com.
Share and tell your friends about our podcast.
Yes.
Because right now we're pretty sure it's Mom and Dad listening.
And Pam. David.
And Pam. The people that we know have sent in suggestions. Yes. And otherwise, I think I listened to each episode once.
One,
so that's where most of our listens are coming from?
One download is from me, because I always make sure it's working.
I almost ripped my headphones out of my ears. That was painful. It's probably a sign that we should stop.
Yes, we will.
But anyway, thanks for joining us, you guys. We hope that you enjoyed this one. Sorry it was short,
it's good.
Short and heartwarming.
Yes.
Something warming, heartwarming to warm your heart.
To drink hot cocoa, too, in this cold weather.
Grab your hot cokey. That's a Yoda, the old baby Yoda meme. Grab your cup of hot cocoa. Grab your hot cocoa cup. Grab your hot chocolate.
We're gonna go get some now.
Grab your hot chocolate, curl up on the couch, and re-listen to this episode.
Signing off. I'm Kaylin.
I'm Whitney.
Bye.